Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. From whichever part of the world you are tuning into, this is Sirisha Varma from Branding by Pixels. So, today is Tuesday, and Tuesday we generally record a podcast regarding digital marketing or a marketing topic for small business owners. Today, I would like to talk about this question that we got in one of the active forums that we generally participate in, which is Quora. This is regarding how can small businesses use digital marketing to scale their businesses. How can small businesses use digital marketing to scale their businesses? I have 5 points here regarding how small businesses can use digital marketing to scale their businesses. And as most of you know, if you have been listeners to my podcast channel, that I am a very numerical kind of person. So you must have heard many people in the digital marketing or the marketing space talk about Google being huge. Social media is the ultimate platform out there. It is superbly huge. But nobody actually talks about the statistics. So let's get into the statistics so you get a picture regarding the scale of this medium, which is the digital space. So before we get into it, let me start with point number one regarding why small businesses need digital marketing to scale their businesses. Number one is brand awareness. Again, like I told you, the scale of the digital space is superfluously huge. Of course, many people have said that to you, and now we will understand more in terms of statistics. If you look at the total world population as of 2021, it is around 7.9 billion. That is B with a capital. Right? So the total world population is 7.9 billion. And if you look at Google statistics, Google being the biggest search engine in the world, Google statistics, the number of users that generally use Google are around 4 billion. Again, that is B with a capital. Now, if you look at social media platforms, we already spoke that Facebook and Facebook's family of apps like Instagram and WhatsApp are huge, and there are around 2.9 billion active users. Now, there are other social media platforms apart from Facebook and Facebook family apps, right? Like we have LinkedIn, we have Twitter, we have Pinterest. What about those? So if you include all of the active users present on those platforms as well, we get to a figure of around, you know, somewhere greater than 3.6 billion monthly active users. Again, that is B with a capital. So look at the scale of this thing. Out of a total world population of 7.9 billion, 4 billion users use Google, and more than 3.6 billion users use social media. Of course, there will be an overlap of the number of people between these two platforms, Google and social media. But if you are a small business owner and if you're not using the scale of digital space that is out there, then I'm sorry to say you are missing out, right? So that is point number one, which is brand awareness. Brand awareness depends on your scale. Scale in the sense, if more number of people know about your brand, know about the products and services that you sell, of course, you will have more number of customers, right? Now, point number two, sharing relevant information with your customers. Social media platforms are great. You definitely need to have your business profile on those. But do you know that your news feed refreshes every 5 minutes because there's so much of information, so much of content put out there on social media platforms? In such chaos, how can you make sure that the information that you are providing is the latest and the most relevant one as per your business? Because due to pandemic, there are so many businesses which have completely changed their business models. There's so many businesses which might have stopped producing the kind of products that they used to previously. There's so many businesses that they have launched new products and services. So how do you make sure that the prospect that is coming to you knows about all these changes that you are making in your business? No matter how much information you put on social media, you cannot cut the clutter. So you have to use the only medium that is available to you, which is your controlled and owned medium, which is your website, right? So again, if you have an active website on the internet, that means you are trying to make sure you participate in this huge digital space out there. So point number two is sharing relevant information to your customers using your owned media, which is website. Point number three, engaging or talking to prospects or customers. There are lots of businesses wherein there is a lot of back and forth which keeps happening between the prospect and the business before the sale actually happens, right? It could be a B2B business, it could be a B2C business. B2C businesses are generally easy to answer those questions because people might be asking, okay, do you manufacture this in this size, in this color and stuff like that? If it is a B2B business, then it is a bit more complicated because, for example, in my business, which is a digital marketing agency, I need to create a personalized strategy for each small business owner that comes my way. Right? In that case, there is a lot of back and forth. Now, we need to make sure that we keep engaging with the prospect, we keep talking to the current customer so that all of us are happy. Because at the end of the day, nobody wants, you know, to be left unhurt, right? So the digital space actually makes it easier for you to keep engaging with your prospects, to answer those questions quickly, because if you answer those questions quickly, you can quickly convert them into paying customers. So engaging or talking to prospects and customers is made easy using chatbots or social media brand pages as well. For example, in the current customer list that I have, I am working with a kids party wear store who does a lot of talking. I mean, who has a lot of exchange of chats just on their social media pages because customers keep asking them, okay, do I get this size, you know, this party wear for this size, for this color, for this age group and stuff like that. So a lot of exchange happens using social media profile pages as well. Point number four, staying in touch with your existing customers. We love new customers, right? But don't ignore those old customers because as per a study, acquiring a new customer is twice costlier than retaining an old customer. So make sure you do everything in your power to retain that old customer. And how do you do that? You do that by staying in touch with them. And one of the beautiful tools out there that you can use for yourself to stay in touch with existing customers is an email marketing tool. If you're a small business owner, you can definitely use a tool like MailChimp, which is free up till 2,000 contacts and start getting on that email list and start sending those newsletters out. Because no matter how much you talk to your old customer, if they don't remember you at the point of need, then there is no point. And people don't keep remembering you, right? They have lots of other things on their mind that they need to take care of. So make sure you're sending that newsletter at least once in 15 days. Point number five, you must be visible when they need you the most. No matter how much information you put on your website, no matter how many posts you put on social media, no matter what you do, until and unless people remember you when they are looking to buy that specific product or service that you cater to, that money of theirs is not going into your pocket, right? That is a lost opportunity for you as a small business owner. So how do you make sure that whenever they are searching for those specific products or services that you cater to, your business is out there on the top by doing something called as running advertisements on Google or social media platforms? Because no matter what you do, you cannot ignore this inorganic media which is running advertisements. And you don't have to break your bank to run advertisements. We are currently running advertisements for a cloud kitchen business owner, and we are just targeting a few customers. We are not targeting everybody that lives in India and in Hyderabad, in my state. We are only targeting a few customers, and we are running advertisements every 2 months, and we are running advertisements at the budget of 3,000 to 5,000 Indian rupees, right? So that is not a huge, huge amount. So, and we were also able to get a return of investment of 1600% for the amount of ad budgets that we have. So if you don't know how to run these ads efficiently, please do reach out to a digital marketing agency. Trust me, they can do the best thing possible for you with those kind of budgets. So just to recap once again, how do small business owners use digital marketing to scale their businesses? There are 5 top points. Number 1 is brand awareness. Scale of the digital space is huge. Total world population is 7.9 billion, out of which 4 billion use Google and more than 3.6 billion use social media. Point number 2, sharing relevant information and current information with customers using your owned media, which is website. Point number 3, engaging or talking to prospects or customers using chatbots or social media. Point number 4, staying in touch with existing customers using this beautiful free tool, which is email marketing. Point number 5 is visible when they need you the most, using definitely inorganic media. This is Sidisha Verma, founder, chief strategist at Branding by Pixels, a business strategy design and digital marketing company, coming live to you from India. I hope you found this podcast interesting. I generally record podcasts thrice a week, Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. On Tuesday, I talk about a digital marketing or a marketing topic. On Thursday, I talk about a business case study. And on Saturday, I generally record a podcast on a book review. So last week, I was talking about this amazing book that I read, which is The Greatest Salesman in the World by O.G. Mandino. I am generally reading one chapter every Saturday. Please do follow that podcast if you think that might be helpful for you. If you find my content interesting and helpful, please do subscribe to my podcast channel. If you think somebody in your network will get some help using this information, please do share my podcast with them. As always, I would love to hear from you. So please do drop me a note at sirisha@brandingbypixels. All the details are there in the description. It is sirisha@brandingbypixels.com. See you again on Thursday, where we will be talking about a business case study. This is Sirisha Verma signing off. Please do take care. Bye-bye.